chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Who owns you? If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. There was blood on the wire. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays for Voices on the Wind with me, Ivy West.
There are lives in the balance, people under fire.
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Oops. Hello, everybody. Okay, here we go. I think I am connected to Studio B. This is Mitzi in the chat room there. And my host name for the show is Yolainsley. So I'm wondering if somebody in the chat room could just let me know if you can hear Studio B. So this is Revolution Radio, and Bridge as well. So I'm Mitzi in the chat room. Thank you so much for coming here today. I'm having a little problem with Skype. It seems like it's lagging a little bit, and I'm not quite sure if I'm connected, so I'm going to just keep talking, and hopefully somebody will let me know. Okay, yeah. Pat Rabbit, thank you so much for letting me know that. Okay, so I am on air. Alrighty. So thank you all for coming here today. This is Revolution Radio. We are a fully listener-supported radio station, and we do need resources, a.k.a. money, to keep things rolling here, just like people pay their rent and utility bills. Unfortunately, this is the world. Well, fortunately, yeah, we live in a beautiful world. This is the resource that we live in now that we're working with is called money. And so we use that to create what we want here. And that's going to be the title of my show today is Creating What We Want, you know, and maybe this whole stupid slamdemic that we're being positioned with here, the slamdemic, is pretty much just slamming us into this weird new reality. But that's a projected reality, you know. And so if we want to stick together and do stuff together, you know, we need to support each other and to support what we do believe in. And so this radio station is all about free speech and giving a platform to people who are thinking for themselves and who can help to reach out and touch other people who are looking for a community, looking for other like-minded people. You know, we might not agree on everything, but I think that, you know, the bottom line is when we meet other real people on this planet that we do want to work with, what we're going to find is that we all have, bottom line, the same desires in life. So we want clean food, good food, clean water, abundance of land to grow foods, to raise our children in a safe place. We want healthy communities. You know, we want, what else do we want? So that's going to be your homework for next week. Making lists of what you do want. Okay. So I just was listening to the last speaker on Studio B, and, you know, he was talking about how it's our responsibility to turn things around. So if we are indeed in World War III, it didn't look like what we thought it was going to look like with the nuclear mushroom clouds and all that, but this is a big, huge, look what they're doing all over the planet, you know. So it's a spiritual war, and so, you know, the only thing we can really affect, in my view, is what we see and what we're doing right here in our homes, in our communities, with our families, our close friends, our, you know, Native American people, they called who you were hanging around with, or even who you work with, or who you live in the apartment building with. That's your clan, you know. And these are people that we need to work with. So, you know, getting to know your neighbors, ask to see their smiles, even for a second. You know, just notice the sparkle in people's eyes. You know, start to notice the beauty that's around, even though there's this appearance of things being really scary and crazy and local, you know. I really love getting into the chat room here on Revolution Radio. We come up against some really interesting and fun people. This one guy one day was talking about how he likes to flirt with women, and he'll ask him to just, can you just move your mask just for a minute? You look really pretty. I love your eyes. I want to see your smile. And the women like always kind of giggle and laugh, and, you know, most of the times they'll take it off and kind of, and so, you know, we need to find ways to laugh and have fun, and because we do need to bring this in a different direction. That's what the guy in the last speaker on Studio B was talking about. So that's what I like to look at. I was a political activist for many, many years, and I just realized, actually, when I got pregnant and started to have my family, I was like, okay, I'm done with resisting what their paradigm is. It's like this is a big psyop to get us engaged in their game, on their terms and on their you know, foursquare in their square. It's like, no, I'm going to start living from my square, like where I live. And so that's what I like to bring forward in this program here. So this is Bridget's Well. I'm on Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. What is that? Eastern time. So it'll be 11 to 1 on Pacific time. And I just want to welcome you all to the show. Yeah, so Revolution Radio, if you can, please, any way you can help us out there with donations on the main chat or the main website there. There's a donation button. And if you can, become a Patreon if you like what you hear and you want to support this radio station. We really appreciate it. So you can support there, and there's a store. You can buy things, gifts and things for yourself. And, you know, your prayers, your good thoughts, your good intentions to see this platform being sustained and brought into the future in a good way. Come into the chat room and say hi. So thanks for being here, y'all. Let's see, last week, oh, I don't have my glasses. Oh, well, I hope I can read my chicken scratch writing, my notes. But last week we talked with Sam. I'm not sure if he's in the chat room today, but we talked to him about, he had some questions about Parkinson's disease and cancer, and we didn't really get to the skin. He wanted to talk about skin diseases, so I'll let him know that he could listen in and get some information about skin cancer and different skin diseases. But so what we're going to do, what we always do on my show, is to kind of like look at health, kind of taking back our health, you know, our physical health, our emotional, through diet, through natural remedies, natural medicine, Chinese medicine. I practice acupuncture and Chinese medicine for over 20 years now. And I was a massage therapist for 15 years before that. And I was healing animals when I was little. So I kind of have a nice, well-rounded education in the healing arts, starting off with my own self-education. So I hope I can inspire you guys to start to take steps to trusting your innate wisdom and the innate wisdom of your bodies to heal. These things that we're walking around in called bodies, it's like a gift from God, from our ancestors, from the grandmothers, the grandfathers have gifted us this body. And it's like the most amazing, precious gift that you can ever possibly imagine to have. They're miracles. Our bodies are miracles. You know, there's no computer in the world that could ever understand what happens in our bodies on a daily basis. And I believe that there's a cure for everything. You know, and healing. So healing, one of my Taoist teachers used to tell us that healing is not actually doesn't necessarily mean a cure, meaning that sometimes we're going to get taken down and move on to the different dimension. We're going to drop this robe that's our body, lay it down and give it back to the earth where it came from and where it was sustained for all these years from the earth, from the elements, the earth, the air, fire, water. Those sacred elements. So we're going to offer our bodies back someday, and there's nothing to fear in that. You know, it's what this big, huge so-called pandemic thing, plandemic, is basically to make people afraid of death. You know, and my native elders, you know, the people will tell you, like, there's no such thing as death. It doesn't exist. You know, but the elements that make up our life, they are always recycling themselves. They're always converting and transforming into a new form of life. And that life might be in elemental state, resting, waiting to transform into a plant that's going to come into your body or that's going to feed an animal that feeds you. So it's this beautiful tapestry of life, and there's really nothing to fear. So false evidence appearing real. You know, what we're going to talk about today is kind of get us to look at these things through our daily living practices. And I've got some interesting stories. And it was funny yesterday. I was like, what am I going to talk about? And I got this phone call late last night. I'm going to talk about that. It was really, really great healing experience that I did with this person. And her daughter. But let's see. So first of all, I want to start off today. Where's my Skype window? There it is. Okay, I want to start off today by reading something. It's a verse by Rudolf Steiner. And this was written right after World War II in Germany. And so it was called, it's called A Verse for Our Time. And I'll just start reading. So this was the somebody else wrote this, and then I'll get to the verse there. When the world around us seems uncertain and even scary, what can we do to nurture ourselves and others? First of all, Steiner might well say that we need to pay more attention to the unseen world than the seen world. Call on our angels or higher power or spirit of the universe, whatever you want to call it, to bring us strength through meditation and prayer. Here is an especially relevant verse that might help you to keep fear at bay and stay hopeful. Although I don't like that word hopeful, kind of makes it seem like there's a hole and we're stuck in it and we're hoping to get out. What I would rather put instead of that word is keep fear at bay and bring us to our creative centers where we can be the creative force, not reacting to those psycho idiots that are blabbing on the TV and airwaves and stuff about what they want to see happen. They like that, this kind of stories, but we don't. So we're going to create something else. So here's the verse from Rudolf Steiner, a verse for our time. I'm actually going to read it a few times during this session today, these 2 hours. So we must eradicate from the soul all fear and terror of what comes towards man out of the future. We must acquire serenity in all feelings and sensations about the future. We must look forward with absolute equanimity to everything that may come. And we must think that only, okay, so, and we must think only that whatever comes to us is given to us by a world directive full of wisdom. It is part of what we must learn in this age, namely, to live out of pure trust, without any security in existence, trust in the ever-present help of the spiritual world. Truly, nothing else will do if our courage is not to fail us. And let us seek the awakening from within ourselves every morning and every evening. Rudolf Steiner. Yeah, I was talking with my husband the other day. He's from Germany, and I was saying like how, wow, you know, 80 years ago, there was a war in Germany going on. All those people were being killed, you know, and look where we are today. So I'm going to read that verse a couple more times today just to, oh, thank you, Stardust Man. Thanks for that. I appreciate it. I'm going to read that a couple more times today just to keep it in our consciousness. And if you want, I can try to post it. I'll find it online, or you can find it online and try to post it in the chat room or something, because it's really beautiful. I actually made copies of that to hand to my patients in my office. Because, you know, the man who was the host on the show before me, you know, he was talking about how this is all just a big smokescreen to keep us from looking at what's really important. And this is something that I've talked about a lot, you know, so like my whole gist of my whole show. It's like, it's complete BS. Try not to cuss. It makes me so mad I want to cuss. But, you know, it's just like completely like trying to get people to not look at what's important. And the only thing that's really important in our lives is me and you. You know, our families and our realities and what's right here in your living room, your kitchen, your bathroom, your bedroom, your fireplace, you know, this is important, this moment right here. And the more we get drifted off into this story or that, you know, I put in the chat room the other day, has anybody noticed that it's like these fear and terror stories just keep going on and on and on 24 hours a day? 7 days a week. It's just like they just change a few details here and there. I call it the olds, not the news, because the same old thing. They just, change a few details here and there, and bam, people fall for it. So what we're going to do today is just kind of look at some things about our own lives. If anybody has any questions or any thing that you want to know about or have question about what I'm talking about, you can either private chat me if you're in the chat room, or if you have me on Skype, you could Skype me. So please do that. I hope Sam comes on. I told him I was going to be finishing up with our conversation from last week. So, yeah, let's see. I think what I'll do is we're going to start with, I'm looking at my notes. My notes are always like, I start off and then I put arrows. Oh, I have to do this first. And then I have to do that. So I'm like, I have to kind of follow this little maze of my notes here when I get going. So, Oh, yeah. Okay. So what I'm going to, let's just start with the seasonal nodes. We'll get that out of the way. So what I do too in my show is we go through the seasons and we're going to talk because the seasons are very, very important, right? Even though we live in homes with, you know, fake heat and fake cooling and all this stuff, we need to get back to the seasons and to nature. So this is a way we can do it, is by following the seasons. And so I usually go through and just talk about ways to stay healthy throughout the seasons. And so right now we're just past the winter solstice into the first. So there's a, oh God, how many? 60 seasonal nodes. I think that's right. I have to check on that. Throughout the years, there are 2 week segments of time in a Chinese calendar. And folks, this is Chinese folk medicine. This comes from people, not the Chinese government. Okay. So let's not get off on that. We hate Chinese. Okay. I got my office what was that called when they trash your place out? I got vandalized the other day in my office, and I don't know, somebody in the chat room here on Revolution Radio was wondering, do you think it might be some of the anti-Chinese sentiment? I don't know. But people are really, you know, caught up in all this fear and hatred that those chitahuris, the psycho wannabe controllers, they like that. They like us to be pitted against each other, human beings fighting and killing and blah, 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 you know, fighting with words. So we're going to learn how to not do that, because I got raised doing that too. Everybody did, you know, got raised how to fight and how to be spanked and how to, you know, be aggressive. So this is really what we're doing here. I see it as helping each other to sort of walk through this birthing period of learning how to do things different. And this is what I think that host was talking about, is turning things around. And it starts in our homes. It starts with ourselves, with like looking in the mirror and see how beautiful you are and how you want to take care of yourself, you know, how you want to feel good. So eating good food, drinking clean water, doing the best you can, you know, accepting help, really important. Ask for help. Okay, so here we are in the seasonal node in the cycle of the year called the minor cold. So these are going to be really flowery names, because Chinese medicine is just full of metaphors that come from nature. So there's it says after winter solstice, there are 2 more seasonal nodes in the Chinese calendar before the Chinese solar new year at the beginning of spring. So there's a minor cold and a major cold. And so what that's referring to is that, okay, it's pretty cold right now, but in about 2 weeks or a week and a half here, it's going to get really cold. Why does that happen? Because the solstice already happened and the days are getting longer already. So it seems like in our minds, we should be getting warmer. And maybe Pat Rabbit, I'm not sure if he's listening right now, but he's an astrologer. He might be able to explain this. Well, I tried reading it a few times just to get my head to wrap around it. But so here it is, why we're still cold when it's past the solstice. It should be getting warmer. As is clear from the names, the temperature is an important part of understanding the last 2 seasonal nodes of a Chinese traditional calendar. So we might be seeing a little bit of snow. It's definitely cold, but there's a potential for sustained cold is very real. So that cold that we're feeling now, it's not going to get warmer right away. Kind of like on the planet, what's going on? You know, we've gone through this really horrible thing with the elections and all this stupid COVID stuff. It's going to get colder. Okay. It's going to get a little bit more hot, warm, but it is going to come out into spring at some point. So it's very real. We're moving through this time and there's nothing to be afraid of, but we just have to realize that it's going to get colder. Okay. January and February are usually the coldest months of the year. So this minor, the minor cold is actually 1 day after the Earth is in perihelion, and that's the exact day when the planet is actually closest to the sun. I know I learned that in astronomy class when I was younger, but I forgot it. So the sun, even though we're the closest, our planet is the closest to the sun right now, It happens each year about 2 weeks after the winter solstice. But the warmth of the season is determined by the angle of the sunlight, not the proximity to the sun, which is why even though we are close, it is still cold. So it's not somehow on the axis that we're at, the way the planet is turning around, if you believe in this kind of astronomical thing, you're not a flat earther. It's that axis that we're on that keeps us a little bit colder this time of year. And maybe I'll ask Pat someday to explain that if he's not on. So I love reading these, the breakdowns of the minor cold. Here's the Chinese sort of nature, you know, the what they see in nature is the head, let's see, geese head north. So that happens this time of year. The geese start heading north. And then the third, there's three of them, three short breakdowns of this season. The geese head north, the magpies begin to build nests, and the ring-necked pheasants begin to crow. So in China, that's what happens these times of year in nature, this time of year. And so we might, you know, start to notice what's happening this time of year here, you know, where you live. Really go out and see what the birds are doing. For us, the bald eagles and the golden eagles have come back. They come back to nest in this area. And so that could be one for us. The eagles come home to nest. So they're back for January and February up here. So just, you know, make that a thing to start noticing, because these are the things that are really important, is what's happening in nature around us. These are the very things that, you know, we're going to put them or they in quotation marks because we all know who they are. They're trying to just keep our attention away from nature, away from what's important in our relationship with the earth and the elements around us. Okay. So to start to notice, you know, we've had these flocks of, somebody told me they were cedar winged. Oh God, something. There was like 1,000 in these trees the other day and they were so loud. I couldn't believe it. So I don't know. Maybe they come every single year and I just never noticed it before. You know, they've been around for about a week now. It's pretty cool. So the previous seasonal node was the winter solstice, the time of the year when the Yang Qi is born again in the natural world. So that was the great yin. We talked about that, the yin and yang. So the yin is the cooling aspect, the dark. So we're at the dark time of year still. Despite the growing of yang this month, because the yang is starting to grow. But this month continues to become colder and colder. So they have an analogy. I remember our teachers would talk about, like, if you're driving along either in a car or on a train, and that train's going like, blah, 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 it's going along. If somebody all of a sudden shifts the gear, like switches on the brakes, everything's going to still be going forward that's inside of that train. So it's kind of like the cold is going and getting colder and colder and colder. Well, even though it's flipping now and we're going to go towards the warm time of year, the yang is growing, that cold is still going. So it's going to just take it a little while to catch up. So for the to start to dissipate the cold. So that's one of the analogies that they would use to explain this time of year and the cold. So I'm just reading an article that one of my teachers wrote. Okay, so the health maintenance guidelines for this season is similar to winter solstice. So we've been talking about that in the other shows, but for those of you who are new to the show, the kidney is the organ that is affected most this time of year, the kidneys, and the kidneys like to stay warm. Okay, so you want to, your kidneys are in your low back. So we'll just do a little rubbing of our kidneys right now while we're sitting here. So if you want to just bring your hands around to the back and kind of let your thumbs rest on the top of your hip bones. And then your fingers are kind of wrapped around towards your spine in the low back. And so kind of where your fingers are in that whole region, you want to just kind of rub gently and firmly. You know, don't bruise yourself and go too deep or anything, but just kind of with the pads and the palm, you know, of your fingers. It's kind of really gently but in a strong way, massage that area, because it's going to help stimulate your kidneys, warm them up a little bit. If they feel sore, that probably just means that, you know, you've been depleting yourself a little bit. Probably need to, you know, just get some more rest, stay warm, drink warm food, warm drinks, hot water, teas and stuff, and just avoid cold foods this time of year, because it will really weaken your kidneys if you eat cold food in the wintertime, and that includes raw foods. So any vegetables you should cook, salads, you can have a little bit of salad with, if you're eating a hot, like soup or a hot meal, tiny bit of lettuce. I made menudo last week for New Year's Day, which was the tradition that my dad always did. And, we always put, radishes and, fresh radishes and lettuce in that and some lemon. It's really good. So that's a tradition in, Mexico. It's made with tripe. And so, you know, a lot of people like to drink a lot on New Year's. And so they say it's a really good hangover, remedy is menudo. But I don't really drink anymore. So, but I like to do it because I love menudo. And also one thing in traditional cultures and natural ways of living is this important, very important concept that doesn't get talked about a lot in sort of even the mainstream doctors and people who are getting onto YouTubes and stuff. A lot of those people just kind of got onto the bandwagon and they're saying, you know, vitamin D and zinc and, you know, it's like, you know, there's a lot to it. And I'm going to talk about vitamin D and zinc and stuff today. So, but feeding your ancestors, very important concept in a traditional feeling good ways of being. Let's drink some tea. So yeah, you want to just kind of rub your kidneys like that every day. This time of year, it's a really good thing to do. You can keep them warm. You can get a hot water bottle and put them on your kidneys. I don't really like the electric heating pads because it can dry things out. So if you are having low back pain this time of year, it's good to put heat on it. But if that's all you have is a electric heating pad, you can turn it into moist heat by get a small towel and get it wet with some hot water and wring it out really good and put that over your back, and then maybe put a dry towel over that and then the heating pad over that. And so that turns that dry heat of the electrical heating pad into moist heat. And it's more nourishing for your body. It doesn't dry things out, because if you use the electrical heating pad too much just on its own, it will dry your tissues out and it actually can damage you worse than what you were before. That's why people go, oh, well, I use the heating pad, but it doesn't work. Well, the heat does work, but it has to be moist heat. So a hot water bottle's good. You know, old fashioned way they used to do that, and they still have them in the thrift or stores in kind of older pharmacies and stuff. But I bought one once. Oh, I had to throw it away. It smelled so terrible. I don't know. It was probably made in China. Sorry. But, you know, it's like, you got to watch what you're buying too. God, it's just everywhere. So many chemicals and stuff. But so yeah, if you want to, you can turn that, your heating pad into moist heat like that. And then also those kind of heating pads that are made out of like rice and, buckwheat and stuff like that you can put either, some people put it in a crock pot to heat them up. But a lot of people put them in the microwave. So I have one teacher that really doesn't believe in microwaves any way, shape, or form, because it's all energetic. This medicine is energetic. So if you're nuking those things, it's picking up that energy of the microwave. I don't know. I used to use them a lot in my office with a microwave oven. But I had the microwave oven like way in the back of the building, like in our garage. So, and I had it unplugged, because those things, they put out a ton of EMFs, even if they're not turned on. If they're plugged in, they're really toxic microwave ovens. So if you have one and you're using it, that's okay. Only for the rice bags or heating something. Don't heat your food up. It's really bad. It unravels the DNA in your food. Okay. So, you know, I don't know how I feel about that. Using them for the heat pads, you know, I would, if I needed to, I would do that. But unplug it when you're done. Okay. I went to my son's home and they had all their vitamins on top of their microwave oven. I was like, oh my God. So I brought my little EMF meter to their house and I showed them. I'm like, look at this thing isn't even turned on. It's just plugged in. And it was like way off the hook, the meter, the EMF meter. Okay. So anyway, how come I'm on nuclear microwave ovens? Oh yeah, the heat pads. So yeah, we want to keep your kidneys warm. Drink warm food, eat warm food and drink warm drinks. Keep your hands and feet warm. Wear thick wool socks. When you're drinking tea, if your hands are cold, if you tend to be cold easily, like elderly people and stuff, or people who have like sort of chronic illness, or they just have been feeling down or sick or something, then when you're drinking your tea, just hold that cup in your hand and it'll help to warm your hands up and get the circulation going. So any way you can do that is good. So just connecting yourself with what you're drinking and what you're eating, you know. Yeah. So, here's another Qigong thing for, and I'm going to move into this conversation that I had, the phone conversation that I had last night, because I used this sound. For this girl was really afraid. Somebody called me and her daughter was really badly constipated. And it was like 9 o'clock at night. I was on the phone for an hour with them. But it was really cool. I had a great, everything turned out really good. But this is the kind of thing like that if you have some tools and you have faith in yourself and you have the ability to see through the fear, and to envision and come up with creative, just even could be spur of the moment, little magical phrases or something, you know, to get yourself through. It's like, this is what we're doing on this planet right now, like getting ourselves through this time. And where are we going to vision ourselves being? Do we want to keep getting afraid and like talking about all this stupid scenarios that these idiots are, you know, want us to fall into again? So anyhow, the Qigong for the kidney, the sound, because each in Chinese medicine, each organ has a sound that goes with it. Okay. So the kidneys, the sound is, so you're going to like, make your lips, your mouth be into like a circle, kind of pursed lips a little bit, but it's kind of a sub vocal tone and it goes, I don't know if you can hear that. But you kind of do it. I'm doing it loud so you guys can hear. But when you're doing it yourself on your own, you want to do it so it's more like sub-vocal. And it almost sounds like the wind coming through, you know, your mouth or something. But so that, don't ask me how the Chinese figured all this stuff out, but somehow that sound is related to the kidneys and it helps to still fear, to calm fear. Okay. So it kind of gets you to like relax your mind, relax everything in you to like get to this still point. You can just try that a few times. So how did that come up in my phone conversation last night? Okay, so I have this mom called me last night. Her daughter hadn't pooped. And I'm sorry to talk about this, but it's a great story. And this is something so simple. But people go to the hospitals and die from these things. Okay, I have a really good friend that happened to her. Like one of my best friends a few years ago. Not too long ago. So anyhow, this is really, really important. So this girl had not gone to the bathroom in like 4 days. Okay. And she was really scared. She was like 10 years old or something. And, so she was really scared and she was screaming, it hurts. I don't know why it hurts. I don't want to do it. She was like freaked out and everything. And so I'm like on the phone, it's 9 o'clock at night. I'm usually in bed at like 8. So, but it was cool. It was a good experience. So anyhow, I'm like talking him down and talking to the mom about, there's these movements that you can do if there is any kind of bowel problems, obstruction, or chronic constipation, any kind of constipation, really. So this movement, a lot of times people just get really stressed out after a while, and everything just freezes up in their body. So one thing that you can do to help to just start the peristalsis, like the contracting of the intestines to get things moving, is so say you're sitting there on the toilet or whatever, or you can be on the couch or whatever, you know. So you're going to be sitting there, and you want to bend forward so that your chest is kind of like, you know, really between your legs almost, you know, or touching your legs, if you know, but to have a good, you know, your knees kind of wide apart. But you can, so you just move forward all the way down with a flat back, and then come up to a sitting position, and then kind of move back. So you're tilting backwards a little bit on the chair or on the toilet. So you're going to go down and then up and back a little bit. So you're kind of moving, you know, your innards a bunch. So you're just kind of contracting and extending, contracting and extension, right? And then you can kind of go from side to side. So you're sitting there, you're just going to go tilt to the side, side to side. Because what that's going to do is just kind of help the intestines sort of loosen up a little bit. And also it will stimulate the peristalsis, the contractions, because if you have to go, it will kick in. Okay. And so the other thing is, if you do have this recurring problem or whatever, like you do tend to get towards that where like you can't go, you have to go, but you can't, just whenever you get the inkling in your head, like you might have to go, don't doubt it. Just go right then. Take advantage of that, because your body sends you signals all the time. So, and I know people, maybe this part of this lockdown thing or whatever, I don't even believe in the lockdown, but this slowing down of society or whatever, the world maybe is just slowing down so we can share this information with each other and start to slow down and notice what our bodies are doing. And we can take time to, you know, really listen and respond to ourselves, not always reacting to something outside of ourselves. It's like they were saying about that Rudolf Steiner poem, you know, to pay attention to the unseen world, which is basically inside of our bodies. We don't see in there. And so people get scared and they go to the hospital, like they were talking about bringing her to the hospital. And I was like, no, don't go to the hospital. Hold on. We can do this. And so I sat on the phone with them for a whole hour. And anyhow, so we did some massaging. We did that moving forward and backwards forward. And then we mixed it up with some, I had the mom kind of massage her back with her open hands, like the palms of your hand, just gently, but kind of firm, because we're using our intent. And the intention is to get the chi to drop down. Okay. So this person was really freaked out. She was thinking in her head and screaming and all this stuff, and was like, you know, I can't do this. And so we had to pull the energy down from her head, down through her body, and relax the muscles everywhere, because her little body was probably really just tensed up and tight and afraid. So that's what I had the mom do, was kind of start at her head and move the, just kind of brush down the body, brush her, the muscles down the back, all the way over the buttocks and stuff, and down the legs, even if you can. And then one of the things to stop the mind, to get the mind out of that reptilian fear, fight or flight situation, is to rub the occiput, which is the back of the head. It's like where the head meets the spine. And so you just, if you're doing it to yourself, you just reach your hand around, just sort of gently rub that area. If you feel that it's kind of sore or something, you can rub a little bit harder, but don't rub super hard on yourself. Okay. I don't want you guys, people actually bruise themselves and make things worse if you do too much or too hard. So you want to do that. And then also gently maybe put one hand on the forehead, because the forehead is the part of the higher thinking. It's the part of the brain. It's like clears the fear. And it allows you to, your higher thinking brain to kick in. So you're relaxing that back of the brain there with some little bit of massage. And so it was really cute, because she kept going into like freaking out, and then she'd relax, you know. So we kept like moving it out. Okay, now do the movements back and forth, back and forth. So this was kind of an emergency situation. Oh, I should do my disclaimer here now too. This is not a medical treatment or whatever, you know, you can't sue me basically. Okay. I'm giving a case study here. I hate that. Anyway, okay, so massage and brush. Oh, magnesium oil. I didn't tell them this, but she should be putting magnesium oil on the body, because magnesium is a, you know, relaxant. So if she had some at home, you know, now I would think I would put it on her buttocks, the low back, maybe the legs or something, just to kind of help relax the muscles. That can even be used for menstrual cramps and stuff. So you can put it on the muscles in the front of the abdomen, stomach cramps, any kind of cramping. Magnesium was super important. Okay. Let's see. So acupuncture points or acupressure, I had her do. I taught her about large intestine 11. So you can Google the acupuncture point location for large intestine or 11, or you can just put in LI 11. Okay, I gotta not look. I'm not looking at the chat room, you guys, because it totally distracts me. So, large intestine 11 and 10. So basically, if you have you got your arm and it's bent, and it's your hand is on your chest or your upper abdomen, and you look at down at your elbow, and you'll see that elbow crease there. And so at the lateral, like away from your body, that end of the crease on your elbow. You're going to press there and then go down towards your thumb. Like if there was a straight line to your thumb from that point at the end of the elbow crease, it's kind of rub down that line a little bit. And about an inch and a half or 2 inches down is going to be a spot too that's really good for constipation. Okay. So those two points are large intestine points, and you just kind of massage around them, you know, and I had her do both sides on the girl. And then, you know, we started doing the back and forward movement again, and then the massage. And she was still really afraid. This was like 40 minutes into it, and she was still freaked out. And I can't, I'm scared. Da, da, da. So I'm thinking, okay, what do I do? What do I do? Then I thought of an image, because, you know, everything starts with an image. And children are much more intelligent than we are, and they're much more connected to their imaginary world. So I got this image in my head about a slippery fish, because we all know what she was going through. We've all been there, and it's like, okay, there's a brick inside of me or something, and this is scary. So I thought of slippery fish. So we started to go. I had the mom stop talking because she was trying to explain to the girl what was happening and how to relax and this and that. I said, no more talking. We need her energy to go down from her head and down. So there's too much energy in the head. It's just like us on this planet right now. We're all trying to figure everything out, run around like, oh my God, who's doing that? Who's doing this? Da, 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 da. You know, it's like, okay, just let the chi drop down. Okay. Get it out of our heads, because it's never going to ever work to have so much chi up in our heads. So we got to drop it down. Okay. So I thought of that slippery fish, slippery fish. So we started making up little rhymes about slippery fish, come on out, slippery fish. My husband was in the other room. He said he was awake the whole time, like totally listening. It was like a sitcom, or like just entertaining for the evening. So we were like, you know, slippery fish, come on out. It was really cute because she was like, went from like screaming and being really freaked out and scared. And then I could hear a little voice going, slippery fish, come on out. And that was a really good thing to add in there, because that was like the icing on the cake. And that's, you know, it was really shortly after that things were on their way. So I wanted to share that story with you because it's just like a, you know, Chinese, a lot of the teachings, and Native American teachers too, they teach a lot with stories. And I always, when I was in school, I remember like, I always write down the stories that they told, because like these people, my teacher were from China, and they were there during so-called Cultural Revolution. And these teachers are so kind and so generous and very wise. And they told stories that were just horrendous. Like because they were doctors or they were herbalists, they got taken, you know, a lot of them got shot. They just got killed. And, but the ones that, you know, were allowed to live, they would stick them out in the middle of nowhere in China with nothing to work with. They had no tools, no acupuncture needles, no hot pads. They had nothing, you know, like no herbs. And they were posted out in these places out in the outback in China, and to treat people like they had no doctors, they had no medical system. But they would make these people, okay, you're going for 2 years in this place, like in who knows where. And so there was always these kinds of stories that they would tell. And these are the kinds of things, you know, I know people have been talking about prepping and stuff. Well, these kind of clues are like going to be really invaluable. So I hope you guys are taking notes. You should write it down or re-listen and write stuff down, because I'm telling you, this stuff works. It is so easy. If we had gone to the hospital, you know, we spent an hour on the phone. And we also created some good memories. Like this little girl's going to remember me. Whether she knows what I look like or not, I don't know. But, you know, we created this memory that she might even tell her grandkids about or her kids or something. She's just going to remember it. And this is going to be part of healthcare in the future. You know, these really simple things that we can get back to. That's why I put in my description for the show today, walking backwards into the future. Because one of the native elders here, it was our grandfather here, Karuk Elder, he used to use that. That was his slogan for his, he had a group called Earth Circle. And I like that, walking backwards into the future, because it's like we are going into the future, and they have been trying their damnedest to keep us from being out, from remembering the things that we can do to take care of ourselves. Like they try to make us so dependent on them in every single way that they can, with education and medicine and, you know, psychiatric care. You know, they didn't used to have friggin' psychiatric care back in the old days. They just had good food and healthy communities and grandparents who were around, you know. So, yeah, so I yesterday I was looking for something to talk about, and then that happened. I thought, okay, Spirit gave me this experience so I could use it as a teaching story. So, so everything starts with an idea. And so when things like this come up, if we have the idea that we can't, we're helpless, we're powerless, we're helpless, we got to go to the doctors. What are they going to do in the hospital? You know, they're going to like do some surgery on somebody. They have. I know people who went into the hospital because they didn't go to the bathroom for 4 days and they ended up dying. You know, so having faith in ourselves, in our, in the wise people in our community. You know, I mean, I'm 61 years old. I'm just still learning, I think. But that's part of the reason why I started a show, because I just want to share stuff like this, because it's so, so important. And I just want to put my two cents in with everything that we're doing here at Revolution Radio. Hopefully you can help us out with a donation, just to help keep this platform open for people. Okay. Let me look real quick on this. I think I got off track, but okay. So we're talking about the minor cold, seasonal still. So the cold can also affect the bowels, okay? If you get too cold, your muscles cramp up, and it could cause constipation. So you want to stay warm in that aspect. Drink lots of soups this time of year. Very important to be drinking soups, having soups and out of meat stock or bone broth and stews, okay? Because what that does is it helps to helps your blood to thicken up, to keep you healthier and keep the circulation going better, keep the warmth in your body, okay? Things like, avoiding cold foods like duck, rabbit, chrysanthemum, mint, milk, or yogurts. So that's probably why you don't eat those or eat very little of them. Patients who are prone to cold, damp conditions such as arthritis. You want to stay away from cold and damp producing foods like oranges and orange juice and tropical fruits. So we have this idea in our culture to drink orange juice, you know, for the vitamin C, but it's actually not good for you if you have coldness in your body or damp. And anybody has any questions about that, you can ask me personally. But yeah, fruit juice is a big no-no. People should not be drinking fruit juice. Too much sugar. You know, it's fructose, but it's still sugar, and it's very cold. Most of the juices are cold. So you want to stay warm. And medicinal wines this time of year, if you have any old remedies, this is a good time of year to be doing herbal wines therapy for warming. Huang Qi, which is astragalus. There's a formula here, but I'm not going to go through it. Anyhow, yeah, so sometimes you can find old Chinese, if there's a Chinatown near where you live, or you have a remedy from your grandmother who used to like to make wines, herbal wines. Get that recipe out and just make it this winter, you know. You can even Google stuff because you can find anything on Google these days, right? Good stuff. So we just have another minute or so before the break. I'm going to look at the chat room real quick, see what's going on there. Oh, okay. We got some. Oh, there's the music. Okay, guys. I'll see you in just a few minutes.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6 verse 4, and there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction. on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4am Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Oh, you guys. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I didn't turn on my mic. Yeah, there you go. Hi, you guys. Sorry about that. And thank you for putting something into the chat room, you guys. Shoot. Okay. So I just had to put a log on my fire, so that's why I kind of did take a little break there. But hey, Dave, thanks for coming in. And a big, huge coal fell out of my fireplace. Okay, so I picked it up with my hand and I threw it back in. And I'm just wondering how many of you people know how to do that. So one of the things that I like to do in my show is just to talk about these really simple, right in front of us, things about life. Okay. Tatanka, thank you so much. Yeah. You know, this whole stupid COVID thing and the election thing is a complete smokescreen to get us to not look at what's important in our lives, which is me and you. It's us in our lives, okay? Our families, ourselves, our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, nephews. So I'm going to go ahead and read the Rudolf Steiner poem again at the beginning of this one. So let's do that kidney sound together. So dispel the fear. It's almost like an owl, like whoo, but you're going to just do it sub-vocal. And let's practice massaging the kidneys too a little bit right now. You can even massage the kidney and do that sound at the same time. So your lips are kind of pursed, they're in a circle, and you're kind of a W-H-O-O sound. Settling the kidneys and the fears. So a verse for our time by Rudolf Steiner. This was written in the 40s after World War II in Germany. Where, by the way, way more Germans were killed than anybody else. So a verse for our time. We must eradicate from the soul all fear and terror of what comes towards man out of the future. We must acquire serenity in all feelings and sensations about the future. We must look forward with absolute equanimity to everything that may come. And we must think only that what comes, We must think only that whatever comes is given to us by a world directive full of wisdom. It is part of what we must learn in this age, namely, to live out of pure trust, without any security in existence. Trust in the ever-present help of the spiritual world. Truly, nothing else will do if our courage is not to fail us. And let us seek the awakening from within ourselves every morning and every evening. By Rudolf Steiner. So what he must have gone through at that time in Germany, what they watched there. I don't like what's going on now. So now what we're going to get into next is really exciting. Well, it's very good information. So Sammy, who I don't see in the chat room, I'll have to email him and tell him to listen to this, because I'm finishing up what he asked about last week. He asked about skin cancer and lesions. And I happen to have a cat who we have a stray cat around that's not fixed, and he's beating our cats up sometimes. We started feeding him and telling him he can't spray in our yard and in our house because he sneaks in and gets the food. And he's been a lot better. But anyway, so this cat I noticed was bleeding last night. This lesion is getting worse. I did put some iodine on it originally. And that really helps. Iodine is really the only disinfectant that is out there that works. Okay, so all those disinfectant gels that you're using are actually very toxic. The base of them is alcohol, and it's actually has been related to fatty liver and liver disease in children, especially because they're more sensitive to alcohol. Okay, so and this was years ago, so this was had nothing to do with COVID, but you know. How much more are people using of that stuff? I mean, I really hope people stop using it. It's terrible. I made my own out of witch hazel and some essential oils of lavender, lemon, grapefruit juice, or grapefruit extract, and some aloe vera gel just to moisten it up a little bit, witch hazel. But you don't really need it. Just wash your hands. I'm glad people are washing their hands. That's what I got to say. And sneezing into... you know, at least they're asleep. Okay, so what I do with this cat's lesion, because she's getting worse, she's stopped kind of, she doesn't eat very much. This happened to another cat of mine where he completely stopped eating. He got really skinny. I thought he was going to die. And he had this big, huge welt on his back that was really kind of putrid and yucky looking. So what I put on this morning really early was this salve that you can find online. I think they have it at Costco maybe. I hate Costco, but you know. It's called Egyptian Magic. Okay, it's a salve made out of all just natural stuff. It's olive oil and beeswax and a bunch of different bees products. But I mix some powdered golden seal in that. So golden seal is a endangered species. So I don't like people to be using it as like a flu or cold treatment or preventative especially, but not even a treatment. Because it's an endangered species, and so you need to use it very, very carefully. I probably bought like 3 tablespoons of it maybe 5 years ago, and I still have a little bit. So I only use it when my teeth get really – they don't do this anymore because I got all the metal out of my mouth, but I used to have bleeding gums a lot. And golden seal powder is really the best thing for bleeding gums, okay? It's a really strong antibiotic, but it's not like a – you know, of course it's not chemical and stuff, but – it works really, really good on the teeth. But the best thing for your teeth if you have bleeding gums is to go to Tijuana, to one of those biological dentists down there. It's very cheap, and they're really, really good dentists. I did this. I've spent $500 and got all of my silver out of my the amalgams out of my head, and that stopped the bleeding gums. Anyhow, so I mix a little bit of the powder of golden seal into the Egyptian magic. Okay, just, you know, just put some in there. It's going to turn this dark kind of orangey black color, and I put that into the lesion, and you know, I'll just talk to her and pet her and, you know, just calm her down and just tell her what I'm gonna do. And I know it hurts a lot, because even if she moves, like, she's moving real slow, and she's a young cat, she's only 1.5 years old. So I just kind of pack that in there. If she won't, if the cat or person won't let you do that, if it hurts too bad, then you could just sprinkle the golden seal right onto the wound, I like to put it in the salve because it's kind of just more moistening. It helps it stick there better. And if she licks it off, which sometimes she does, I told her this time she can't lick it off. So I don't know. I haven't checked her in a while, but she didn't lick it off right away. And sometimes she does. But even if she did, there's still going to be a little bit on there. And that taking that internally would be really good too. Cause it's anti-cancer. It's bacterial and that's like parasitic, you know, for parasites and stuff. This cat actually also has tapeworms right now. So I think she's just a little under and her immune system is not able to get that lesion under control and get it out. So I put that on her and then she ate something afterwards because I think just the pain, like the pain will go away pretty quickly when you start dressing it with natural things from nature. Seems to be a anti-pain, you know, whatever medication too, that golden seal. So like I say, don't use it for everything, but it's like, it is so amazing, that herb. If you're out on the West Coast, you can also use, because that grows on the East Coast of the United States, so root, golden seal. West Coast, you can use powdered Oregon grape root. And it's orange, it's like a yellow golden color, just like the golden seal. And so that can be used also for what I did, but I just had the golden seal here, so that's what I use for her. And then I put, oh, I was putting that into the chat room when I found out that I wasn't on air. What a nerd. Leon Chow, Bai, Du, Son. So anti-pyretic. I think that's what you would call it, pyretic, for boils and lesions. And I'm going to put heat toxins. And then we'll talk a little bit about what a toxin is in Chinese medicine. Toxins is anything that's like really hot. It looks like it got burned with chemicals, you know. Yeah, you know, so it's kind of just self-explanatory, basically. but it's always hot and oozing and just inflamed and stuff like that. So if it was something that was cold, it would be different, probably be more purple. This is red and bleeding and da da da. So it looks really bad. I could go and take her to the vet and spend like $600 and have the vet do whatever they're going to do to her, but it wouldn't work. I don't know about golden seal on the West Coast. You probably can. I bet people have planted it here, but I just don't know, you know. The East Coast is a lot moister. The ground is different. The West Coast is pretty dry. So I don't know if you watered it a lot or put it somewhere where it maybe on the coast or something. So for the worms, I did with the cat homeopathic remedy from the vet, from the feed store here, the animal feed store that we have. They have homeopathic remedies for animals, and they work really, really well. We've cleared up the worms before with the homeopathic remedies. I used to buy them from the vet, like, because they always said, oh, they're not too bad. And so you just give them one pill and it, you know, give everybody a little worm pill and everybody's okay for a while. But I still had to do that like once a year. And so I figure if I have to do the homeopathic twice a year, that's okay. It's natural and it's not going to hurt them. It's not, you know, going to damage their kidneys or liver or anything. Pumpkin seeds, I used to do that too. You need raw, fresh, ground pumpkin seeds. They can be dry, but not cooked. Okay. And you have to grind them fresh. They can be dry pumpkin seeds. I keep all my seeds and nuts and stuff in the freezer. Just keep them kind of fresher. And then you grind them up fresh each time you give it to the cat. So you could do that too. And I have done that with dogs and cats. So that's for cats. Okay, so people with lesions and stuff on their skin. So the skin, as you know, is a huge elimination organ. And it's basically when we get exposed to chemicals, then that's where it's the easiest route for sometimes. I don't know. It's one of the routes that it can come out of your body is through your skin. So you never, ever, 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 ever want to use steroids for skin conditions. I mean, I guess if the person was going to die because it was so bad or something, maybe put it on for a little while. But, you know, that's the only reason I would do it, if it was like that bad. So never, because what happens with steroids on skin is that it drives whatever pathogen is there or whatever toxin that's trying to come out, it will drive that pathogen or toxin deeper into your body, okay, or into the person's body or the animal's body. And you don't want to do that. You want to allow it to come out. So that's why when you're using the natural stuff, it's got this natural drawing. It draws things out. And so sometimes people go, oh, well, it got worse. Well, it's not that it's getting worse. It's just that it's drawing stuff out. So just give it time and be patient and maybe do some massage, or, you know, massage the back of your head, your fight or flight place, and, you know, that reptilian brain. So because people get really scared when stuff starts happening, we've all been conditioned to like react with fear. And so anyway, I'm glad to be sharing this stuff with you guys, because there's really nothing to fear. You know, there really isn't. We're all here together. We're helping each other out. So cancer, skin cancer. Okay, people get really scared of skin cancer, you know. So I had this 85, 87-year-old patient. She just passed away, just old age, and she used to get skin cancer. And she found me many years ago, 10 years ago, and she's always... just every year or every year and a half or 2 years, she'll come back and get a little container of my little skin cancer prevention. Disclaimer, go to your doctor. Cream to help her just clear up these really simple little skin tabs and things that she would get. And she always went to the doctors before and had them burned off, and it was really painful and took a lot of time and money and blah, blah, blah. So she was really happy to find these remedies that I had. And sometimes, so with skin cancer, if you want to do some, remedies that will be supportive for that so you don't get it back and all that. Okay, so people talk about vitamin D. I don't recommend pills for vitamin D or for hardly anything. I do certain ones, but not very many. So vitamin D can be very toxic when it's in a pill form. It's not food. Okay, okay, so this is what people are not talking about. Even the sort of doctors who are getting on the vitamin D and zinc and da-da-da. Your body cannot process vitamin D without magnesium. I got to get out of this chat room. Sorry. Vitamin D cannot be processed without magnesium. So magnesium spray is really, really important, like a magnesium oil, or you can be doing Epsom salts, or you can be taking, I take magnesium glycinate at nighttime. It helps you stay asleep. It's the kind of magnesium that if you wake up easily with insomnia, it will help you to stay asleep. Magnesium glycinate. And, let's see. It's also really good for the heart. And all these things always work together, because in food-based societies where people live really, really healthy lives, these elements were natural in their food base, right? So, I think maybe in a pinch, if someone's really battling something and they need a lot of D, I don't know. I don't recommend it. Some practitioners do, but I don't. That's just me. Okay, so you can do what you want with that. But vitamin D also has to be taken with the other fat-soluble vitamins, which are vitamin A, which nobody talks about vitamin A. Vitamin A is the most important vitamin for your immune system. Not vitamin D. It's vitamin A. But they have to be in balance. Vitamin D and vitamin A and vitamin K, which comes from raw dairy products. And there's some other things too. I forget now. Darn it. I'll look it up for next time. Vitamin K. But cod liver oil, the blue ice, fermented cod liver oil, that's what I recommend for that, because it's got all those fat-soluble vitamins. If you need some, you can call me. I'll give you the website, or I ship stuff out to people too. So if you feel like supporting me, that'd be great too, because, you know, I'm trying to keep my business going and keep my doors open. There's like 7 new businesses went out of business on my block last in the last 2 months. So I appreciate any business that comes my way. And if you don't have money, just let me know. I give really good discounts, or, you know, just pay me what I paid for it and stuff. So, so sunshine, vitamin D, get your elders out in the sun, especially if there's depression in the morning, is really good if you can. Oops. Also warming up their back, right? They can sit in a window with their back in the sun. It would be really good for older people or anybody with any kind of chronic weakness or surgery or like a long-term illness or something. Get your back warm in the sun is good. And you can do that. Yeah, you can do that in the window. Just have it warm up, you know, through the window so you don't get cold. So Sammy had asked about black salve. And black salve, I think, does have golden seal in it with some other stuff, poke root. And poke root, what that does is it really strongly pulls. Like it goes into the tissue of your body and it grabs stuff and it pulls it out really amazingly. So I was going to do another little case study of a friend of mine who had a lot of, she's like my age. She's probably 4 or 5 years older than me. She's probably 65 now. But when she was in her 50s, she used to get these things on her neck and her upper body, it seemed like. And so we would put that black salve on, and oh my God, it's kind of painful. So you probably want to have support doing it. If you're going to do that, you should really find some support. Somebody who's either done it before or knows about it, or who's some kind of practitioner that knows about it. But I also recommend doing the internal treatment too. So there's that Essiac tea that people use. She was a nurse who had to move to Canada because she was using an old Native American remedy. And her last name was Casey, and so she turned the name around and called it Essiac. That's a tea, and sometimes you can find tinctures and stuff like that. Just find what you can. If you're going through these kind of lesions and stuff or know somebody and they want to do something natural. But what I use, what I recommend, and what I sell in my clinic is elixirs made from the original formulas that I think they were Ojibwe. People gave this cancer formula, and there's actually 8 herbs. In the Essiac, I think there's only 4 or 5. So there were originally 8 herbs. And the products that I use are elixirs made with alcohol and honey. And that brings it into the bloodstream really quickly and very efficiently. So teas, you know, it has to go through the digestive system and everything and then get converted into your blood and things. So, but the alcohol and the honey brings it in. That's how come like all the old cancer clinics in the United States that got closed down, a lot of them had to go to Mexico or Canada. I just got put out of business, you know, what was their names? Like Dr. Christopher and what is that one in? It starts with an H. Oh, darn it. Oh, Gerson went to Mexico too. The Hoxie Clinic. Hoxie. That's a clinic I went to when I went to get imaged and checked for some stuff. They were amazing there at that clinic. They've changed because I think the original person died and their kids took it over and they changed some. So I don't know what they're doing now, but they're allowing. Yeah, anyway, I don't want to get into that, but. So you're doing topical and internal if you really do have some serious lesions going on. I have another – so this woman, my friend, she used to do it on her neck and stuff, and it was like these big holes would come out, you know, big black blobs of stuff, and it was painful. So there's some salves that you can put on to help with the pain, like some St. John's wort or calendula salves, or, you know, if you have calendula in your garden, just let it soak in some olive oil. That's really soothing, lavender, probably. And then you're going to want to put something on there to help the skin grow back afterwards. So there's different formulas for that. Myrrh, like frankincense and myrrh. That myrrh helps things to grow over, helps the skin to grow back. But you don't want to do that too early. You want to wait and make sure that everything's out of there. So that's another reason why I think, you know, people really should do this kind of thing with other people. that know what they're doing. So my cat, you know, we put this stuff on her, and her, that lesion is really, it gets really clean looking. Like stuff comes out and then you can see the hole there, and it's still, like you can see the flesh kind of, but it looks very clean. So it draws stuff out really fully. And then there's no more putrid matter around there, because that golden seal and the black sap too is an anti, putrid, I don't know, antibiotic, antiviral, anti whatever, parasitic. Because they say with cancer that usually the tumor, the body is so inherently intelligent that it creates these tumors and to sequester whatever toxins and the cancer cells themselves and encapsulate them into these balloons so that it doesn't spread through the rest of your body. So it's a really good idea to pull that stuff out all intact, which that's what the black salve does. Pulls the whole thing out rather than cut it open and have it ooze out and spread, right? So my cats, when this happens, I've done this several times to other cats too, where this big black blob will just come up to the surface and, you know, they're outside running around, it just falls off somewhere. And then you can see this sort of crater that looks very clean and very nice. It's real clear edges and just like it pulled everything out. So I don't do the internal stuff with the cats because I don't know how to get to them. I did give our cat that Lian Chao Baidusan. Oh, shoot. It's back there in the chat. Sorry, it's a Chinese herbal. If you look back in the chat, it's probably there under Mitzi somewhere. And it's Lian Chao Baidusan. There it is. And that is for boils and lesions and all kinds of, like, I don't know. Could also be used for really bad poison oak, poison ivy. There was some other intense stuff. I normally don't read out of this book for people because we're not supposed to, but I don't care. They're not listening. They have better things to do. 21. Let's see. There was some stuff I thought you might be interested in hearing about what that. Oh, so for herpes simplex and measles, chicken pox, mastitis, herpes zoster, which is, shingles. Dermatitis, eczema, allergic dermatitis, boils, carbuncles, blah, blah, blah. Oh, foot and mouth disease. I think that's impetigo. So it works for a lot of stuff. It really pulls stuff out. Okay. It pulls that heat and toxins out of your body. So that's all that putrid matter and stuff we want to get out of there and clean up. So iodine, very important anti-cancer thing to have and make sure you have enough iodine. Let's see. I'll tell you a quick iodine story. Why we don't have iodine in our bodies is part of the cabal's evil empire plan for us. So iodine used to be in all bread, like back probably maybe 30 years ago or so. Maybe it was more. Could have been more. I think in the 70s they changed it. So they took iodine out of bread because it was a really good natural way to preserve the bread, so it didn't go moldy easily. But then they probably figured out iodine's really good for you and people should really have plenty of iodine in their bodies and diets and stuff. So they took this iodine out and they replaced it with bromide, which is a neurotoxin. It's like chlorine and fluoride and bromine. They're all this halides in the sort of that chemical index table. They're very toxic. So pretty much all commercial bread now has bromine in it as their preservative. And it's super, super bad for you. So what those things do is they take up the receptors where the iodine should be and it fills it up. So even if you are getting some iodine in there and you don't have selenium and zinc in your diet to help it be absorbed, iodine has to be with selenium and zinc. Like oysters. Oysters have iodine, selenium, and zinc in them. Egg yolks, raw liver, there's a bunch of stuff. Iodine. So I use the iodine tincture a lot with people. So people with breast cancer, oh my God. Or pre-cancer or like a lot of, I do, infrared thermography in my office also. So I work with a lot of women with breast issues. So iodine is probably the number one supplement that's the most important for breast health. Okay. We could talk about that later. You can have, if you have any questions or you have friends that want to talk to me, I'm open to talking. They can private message me or figure out how to get a hold of me. And I'm fine talking. But so selenium and zinc are real important for cancer, skin lesions. Well, everybody, basically. We're notoriously low on, as a culture, as people, iodine, magnesium, of course, vitamin D, and what I said, vitamin A and zinc, or vitamin K, too. So these are all in traditional foods. They're in animal foods, animal fats, vitamin D is in animal fat, like lard and stuff from animals that are pastured. They're out in the field. They're out in the sunshine. Eggs and stuff that have been running around in sunshine. So when you're buying food from the supermarket, even if they say, what do they say? Vegetarian bread, or, you know, they kind of make it advertise eggs and stuff that make it seem like they're more natural, but they really aren't, you know, they're just still in Quonset huts and there's like a million chickens in there and they're not very healthy. You know, finding your local farmers, okay, that's huge. It's so huge. You really need to check out the Weston A. Price Foundation and look for the chapter leaders. And even if they live far away, still call them or email them, because they have lists of people that are around that produce foods in an old-fashioned way, the traditional foods. So that means they're not in cages all their life. They're allowed to run around outside, be in the sunshine, eat the bugs, eat worms, cattle, you know, other animals out in the field and stuff like that. So that's where you're really going to get a lot of your minerals that are so important, vitamin D and stuff. And I have a supplement that I use for people. It's of really good quality and very highly tested oysters. So if anybody is interested in that, that has the natural balance of iodine, zinc, and selenium. And I really only have them take it like maybe, I take it maybe two or three times a week. I don't take it every single day. Chinese medicine doesn't like to be people to be taking really highly concentrated supplements every single day. So I have people take breaks. Let's see. We're still talking about Trump. Oh, my God. Okay. Okay. Let's see here. Nodules. Oh, yeah. So any kind of nodules or cancer, stuff like this. Okay. So it always, always, always starts off as stress. Okay. In Chinese medicine, we call it qi stagnation. So that your qi is like your energetic life force, right? And it's really supposed to be like free flowing in your body, flowing freely. So if there's a blockage, for any reason, there's usually some kind of pain and discomfort. And so with cancer, what happens usually, unless it's a real acute sort of environmental toxic situation or something, a lot of times it's because the person is really stressed out for a long time and they don't deal with it. They don't learn how to move differently, think differently, feel differently, eat good foods that's going to help that. So they're just sitting in this pool of their frustration and stress. Okay, so that, what happens with that is it sits there, and it's on a qi level or an energetic level. But if it sits there long enough, then it starts to get more dense, this stagnation. And it turns into what we call phlegm. So it might be a phlegm nodule. Or so you might start by having these little phlegmy bumps on you or whatever, like a little pouchy thing or whatever. I don't know, you know, like, well, just basically like a phlegm nodule. You can imagine it's just softer than a, like a real hard nodule. And then if that doesn't get dealt with, like they still don't get it, that they need to move, they need to laugh, they need to lighten up, they need to look at beauty, they need to, you know, we need to become human beings again. We need to be people, that the principal people who we are, And that means opening our lives up to beauty and to good relations and to feeling good, finding things to think about that are good, that feel good. And so that's the way you get out of that cheese stagnation situation. There are herbal formulas. There's a very classic formula that's called the Free and Easy Wanderer, or the Relaxed Wanderer. And I'm going to put this in. I know these Chinese haters are going to hate this. Oh, one. Okay. So I don't care. They can hate me. But anyhow, so that's called Relaxed Wanderer. R-E-L-A-X-E-D, Wanderer. D-E-R-E-R. So that's like the image and the of a person who's feeling good in life and feeling comfortable in their bodies. And they're just kind of like wandering through life, feeling relaxed and taking life for what it is and creating things when they can and, you know, helping people out and doing good things for themselves. And that formula is really, really common. It's really good for qi stagnation or stress, okay? So that's where it's treated the best. So you get it really early. When it starts to turn into phlegm, then there's other formulas for phlegm nodules, and then they get harder. If that phlegm nodule sits around, it's not treated with, it gets harder. So I can do acupuncture around those other lesser nodules, and they usually go right away. Like I've had people had actually even hard ones on their wrists. I've needled this one guy 3 times in 2 days and it was like a week later, it just sort of popped and went away. So these nodules can be treated. You don't want to smash them open or anything, or I wouldn't even cut them open, but there's ways to treat them and they go away. So the earlier the better. So that's how the nodules work with tumors and stuff like that. Skin cancer, what do I have? Oh, yeah. Oh, God. There was this other guy who was, this is a cool case. So this guy had like a really bad kind of skin cancer. He was a sailor and him and his wife used to sail around the world. You know, I guess they had money and they just did that. But all of a sudden he started getting these little lesions and, you know, getting them burned off and stuff. And then they came back worse and worse. And then he got like a really bad kind of skin cancer. Okay. And so what he did was, he went on a 10-day bone broth / meat stock fast. So he didn't eat anything out. He took out all the starches, all the sugars, all the fibers, everything. He just did bone broth for 10 days. And then I think he started getting on juicing. So this is really good information because the juicing and juicers, which are centrifuge, I didn't know this. And I was on the GAPS diet for 2 years, so I will do it differently next time. But the centrifuge kind of juicers that spin around, those are not the kind that you want to use. In the Gerson diet, which is a cancer detoxifying vegetarian diet, so the vegetarian diet is probably good to do at the beginning, especially if you're very toxic, you want to clean out. Let's go into a vegetarian diet. And then you can talk to me more about other stuff. But the juicing is really important in that Gerson diet. But they only use the press. They press the juice, okay, not centrifuge it. And I don't know, I didn't really kind of understand like what the difference is, but somehow molecularly it's completely different in your body, okay? So you want to get a juice press if you're going to be doing these kinds of detoxings and stuff. I mean, I want to find one anyway. Apparently in Europe, they're more common. Like people are pressing the juices rather than spinning and centrifuge and that kind of thing. So that 10-day fast for skin cancer. Disclaimer. Go to your doctor. let's see. So you also, because the thing about the vegetarian diet is it is really good to detoxify and cleanse. And people probably really need to be doing that, you know, once or twice or a year, but you want to really make sure that you're nourishing yourself enough. So the nourishment comes from healthy, natural sources of meat and animal products like butter, eggs. If you can do meat and broths and stuff, you know, it's worth it to just buy a little bit and buy it from a local farmer who's raising it themselves. You know, they're outside and they're getting clean food, preferably soy-free food, especially the eggs. Okay, soy is really feeds cancer, contrary to what they told us back in the 80s and stuff. So what is this? New Windows. Okay. What time are we at? I'm talking away. So 12:48. Okay. Let's see what else. I've got some other notes here. Our responsibility to turn things around. Yeah, that's what the other host was talking about. The Cherokee, there's a really nice spiritual teaching. It says the elders used to say to the young people, you know, when especially people start getting depressed and stuff, that it's our spiritual responsibility to be happy and to find joy. So if we're not sitting in joy at least part of our days, then that's our spiritual responsibility. And maybe it's a physical blockage. You know, you might have something going on in your body that needs to be addressed. And it's probably not going to be recognized in a doctor's office, I'm sorry to say. Some doctors, there's probably some really good doctors out there. I know some really good doctors. And I want to put in a little blurb about Chinese medicine, too, because I've had several people tell me, oh, I went to China, I went to acupuncture before, it didn't work, it never worked. I went a bunch of times. Well, they went to a chiropractor or a physical therapist or a doctor, an MD, who went to a 2 or 3 or 4 or 6 week course in how to stick needles in people. And that's not acupuncture, okay? So if you're going to find somebody to help you with these deeper seated problems or anything, even stress, you want to find somebody who has been trained as a licensed acupuncturist. And I hate to use that word licensed because I don't believe in that thing, but unfortunately where we live, people are just setting themselves up. And I hate this because our profession, I went to school for 4 full years as a single mom. I got all the gray hair to show for it. And I got out and I felt like I was didn't know hardly anything. And I've had 20 years under my belt working. And now some chiropractor, because they just changed the laws, they're changing the laws in different states. California's coming right up. I hope they don't do it. But they want to let physical therapists start doing what they call dry needling. And it's basically acupuncture. But they don't know what they're doing. They've been taught how to stick needles into a location where it hurts. And I've had people come to me and say they got worse. So, you know, I would never try to do home surgery or pull your teeth out, you know. So if you're going to go to acupuncture, just do me the favor, pay a little extra money and go see a licensed acupuncturist. There's a lot of people who are doing community acupuncture, which makes it a little bit cheaper. And, you know, if they're the real deal and they're real healers, they're going to let you come and not pay full price and stuff. There's a lot of people out there and some people are different about it, but you know, I get free treatments all the time. You know, homeless kids come up and I'm like, yeah, come on in, give them all treatments. It's cute. So I was going to read something about Chamalu, but I think I'm going to wait and we're going to just read that poem by Rudolf Steiner in a little bit again. Let's see, I got a Skype message. Who's that? Come on. Okay. Uh-oh. Let's see. So if anybody has any other questions, you can stick them in the chat room if you want. So my friend over in the UK, he's got a juice press. You need strong arms and shoulders to use it. Not even kidding. And he's very strong. He works out a lot. I guess with the lockdown thing, he's been taking advantage. Brought it for winemaking. Okay, so yeah, I guess that's what it... Maybe you could find one of those presses in a winemaking shop. Okay. So, yeah. What was our homework for this week? I put some homework out there at the beginning. Oh, think about what you want to learn this next year. Like, Do you want to learn how to build a fire or keep a fire going in the rain? Or do you want to learn how to like, I really want to learn how, I've got these linen sheets and this big hole in it and I need to sew it up and fix it because I love these linen sheets. They're so nice. And so that's what I'm going to learn this year is how to fix those kind of sheets. You know, I want to get something else and sew it over there. I just never done that. So, I want you guys to just think about, maybe if you have a journal or, you can just write stuff down about like what you want to learn about. So maybe you want to learn how to paint or play the guitar or, build a fire, you know. So I'm going to go ahead and read that poem again. Oops, that's not it. Where are you? And because this poem, I think, is a very important verse for our time. And I'm going to send it out in the chat room afterwards. I'll find a link to it so you can copy it. I copy this out and give it to my patients because so many people are just wrapped up in this fear and stuff and noticing outside. So when the world around us seems uncertain and even scary, what can we do to nurture ourselves and others? First of all, Steiner might well say that we need to pay more attention to the unseen world than to the seen world. Call on our angels or higher powers or spirit of the universe or ancestors, whatever you want to call it, to bring us strength through prayer and meditation. Here is an especially relevant verse that might help you to keep fear at bay and stay in your creative power. So a verse for our time by Rudolf Steiner. We must eradicate from the soul all fear and terror of what comes towards man out of the future. We must acquire serenity in all feelings and sensations about the future. We must look forward with absolute equanimity to everything that may come. And we must think only that whatever comes is given to us by a world directive full of wisdom. It is part of what we need to learn in this age, namely, to live out of pure trust, without any security in existence. Trust in the ever-present help of the spiritual world. Truly nothing else will do if our courage is not to fail us. And let us seek the awakening from within ourselves every morning and every evening. That's a verse by Rudolf Steiner written in the 1940s, right after World War II. So some people think we're in World War III. I don't know. Let's see, where's my Skype here? So I just want to thank you guys for coming onto the show today. I really appreciate it. And for the people who gave me the heads up that my mic was on, was turned off, I appreciate you guys a lot. And I do appreciate the questions and comments and stuff. I always like, sometimes I think, am I just talking out into nothing, into the air? So I do appreciate feedback in any form, even if you have something negative, positive. If you have some constructive criticisms or something that you're disagreeing with me about, I'm totally fine talking about that too. So just let me know what you're thinking about. And if you have any questions ever again, just send them in to me at private chat or in the chat room is fine. Or if you have me on Skype, you could always ask me there. And again, I just want to give a big shout out to all the people at Revolution Radio and all the managers there and the people who help out in any way. You know, they've done an amazing job keeping this platform open. So thank you, everybody. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week. Don't forget your homework.
you for listening to Revolution Radio.